Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Stephanie Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Are you ready?
I think we're ready.
Let's do this.
Let me get that green thing.
We got. This might be a little long episode. We got a lot of questions and a lot of things
to
talk about.
Do we really?
We got so many. Okay. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. I guess the fuck what? Rosé all day is here.
I'm here to kick off my birthday.
Again.
I know. I'm here again.
Thank you for coming like last minute. I've had a few cancellations.
I
was like, it's fine. I could just do it with Rose.
Wait, so I wasn't your first choice? Okay, I mean,
you're always my first choice.
No, it's okay. I understand. I have to share you with everyone.
Yeah. It's like I have to break it up, but I'm just like, and then people were canceling, and I was like, you know what? It's fine. I could do it with Rose.
You're like, Rose is currently unemployed right now, so she's...
I feel like you're always working. What do you mean?
No, I am, actually. But, like, weirdly, I feel like because since, like, yeah, it's like a weird thing where, like, now it's kind of dead. People are just like, it's not work. But anyways, but yes, I'm here. I'm excited.
I know.
I get to do my first Q&A, which I've been wanting to do for a really long time.
I know. And they sent a lot of questions. But before we begin the Q&A, we got to talk about something.
So I don't have a TikTok, thankfully. But there were some comments.
Yeah. And I will say, America is really angry right now. There's a lot of divide, obviously. There's been a divide.
Huge.
But ever since the debate, it's just like, it's just this extra fired up.
Yeah.
So I think people just were just trying to find something to just put their fucking feelings to.
And honestly, like, look, I got a thick enough skin to be like, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was really fucking hilarious.
I thought it was so funny.
So funny. Like, that's why I kept putting it on my Instagram story, because I was just like, look at these fucking ignorant ass children.
I know, that's the thing that's really, because I hold youth, like the young kids, into such a high regard because of, like, my upbringing of, like, being part of programs like Girls Raps and Youth Speaks, where it's, like, I'm not a fan of ageism. Just because you're 16 doesn't mean you don't have an opinion, your feelings don't matter. In fact, you matter more because you literally are the future. So I do hold, like, young kids to a higher standard than most adults, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why it, like, deeply disturbed me, where I was like, your ignorance, like, read a book.
But that's why I felt like it was important for me to put it on blast and to talk about it right now, because I'm like, again, when I was 16, I get it. Like, age, we should, no matter what, we should know better. But, you know, when I was 16, I would say some ignorant shit. You know what I mean? Because I didn't know any better. So it's like, but because people call me out.
Exactly.
So that's what we're trying to do. We just grown-ass women trying to call out these kids being like, this is not right.
Life, and you know, here's what I'm saying. With those young people in general, life hasn't slapped them yet. And life will slap them.
Oh, and it sucks. Life is just beginning. Oh,
life
my God.
Is just beginning. So when I read things like that, it upsets me. Now it upsets me even more because as a comedian, I'm like, my joke was brilliant, okay? Yeah. And I feel mad because I was like breaking it down in my head. Yeah. And as I broke it down, I was like, wait, my joke is actually really funny because how many layers there are.
Right.
That shit's tiramisu.
And so to explain to everybody who's just tuning in, maybe I'll put a little snippet of what you said.
Do 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 flashback. Yes, TikTok, vote! I came up with this catchphrase, which was, you ready for this?
Go.
This is my catchphrase for voting. You could be at Coachella right now if Donald Trump didn't make... I know, I can't even talk. Let's try again. take two. You could be at Coachella right now if Donald Trump didn't make America into Firefest.
Oh!
Think about it. COVID, okay? You could be at Coachella right now if it wasn't for Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me begin with the fact that I want to shout out to the people that thought that I was referring to the wildfires that are destroying our planet as a fire festival. I meant F-Y-R-E, as in the fire festival ran and started by a man who actually has a lot in common with Trump. He's exactly, a white, rich boy who scams who's just, the world.
Exactly.
So, like, again, super layered. I was like, oh my God, wait, my joke's even funnier. And if you don't know anything about Firefest, you should check out the one, two, three documentaries out there. One on
that
Hulu.
That are so fucking, a lot of people have seen that. Are you behind?
Hulu, Netflix, and YouTube.
You have time. You have time. Go watch it.
Okay, go watch it.
Educate yourselves.
And also, I'm not going to take it back, okay? In fact, I'm going to double down on it. Trump is a racist piece of shit, okay? And I have to say, I have a lot of feelings about the debates. I didn't take it as, like, intensely as most people. But one of the things that it made me feel was it made me actually legitimately feel bad for Joe Biden, who has yeah. been a public servant for literally his entire life. Mm-hmm. And let me stress this. Trump has been in politics for 4 years. You go to high school in 4 years. You go to college for 4 years. You still don't know shit after 4 years, okay?
Exactly.
So, the fact that poor Joe Biden was just like lost his shit and shouldn't have, he reacted like a child to a child, which is unfair. And it was,
but
just
it's
annoying.
Like Trump was fucking gaslighting the shit out of him. It was just like, he was just all he had it in was to say, shut up, man. It was yeah. just like, it was just, if anything, trust me, if I was up there, a lot of other people were up there, it would have been way more violent.
And it's,
but
it just reminds you that like, you can't, I said this to my mom once because I was, like, freaking out, and she was, like, making logical points to me. And I was like, you can't make logical points to a crazy person.
Right.
Because we don't want to hear it, and it doesn't fit with our narrative, so then it, like, freaks them out. And that's, like, number one thing about Trump. And I'm not here to talk about Joe Biden. I have issues with Joe Biden. However, when you vote for a president, you're voting for an administration, okay? Mm-hmm. Trump's administration has been, most of them have been fired or quit. Or have a scandal involved.
Right, right.
I'm voting for Joe Biden because he's bringing dope people along with him. Mm-hmm. Like, Bernie Sanders is going to get a job. And he's going to be where I need him to be. Elizabeth Warren's probably going to get a job. I Ooh. Fucks with Elizabeth Warren.
You would fucks with
Kamala, Elizabeth. I love you. I met you at the wing once. She's hella dope.
She was at the wing once?
She smells so good. When she was running for president, she is, like, one of the coolest, like, super chill. Yeah. She liked my sneakers. Shout out to that. Wow. But, like, you're voting for...
She's a sneakerhead.
She's a sneakerhead. Hey, stream me on Netflix. But, like, that's all I'm going to say. It's just, like, read a book. I'll give a whole list. Once you post this, I'll mow in the comments a whole list of books y'all should read.
Right. I think I was truly flattered when she was, like... stick to comedy, not politics. I was like, oh, so I'm funny now.
You're,
I was like,
you're a comedian.
I'm like, I'm in comedy, you guys.
Welcome.
I'm officially in comedy.
This is a comedy show.
And then, yeah. And then Beefstick, 04, you know, was saying how we were racist towards white people.
Okay. I don't know if you guys know this. I am the whitest individual. You know how white I am? I have an aunt named Karen. That's how white I am. She's not a Karen, because she's an immigrant, so she would probably be yelled at by an American Karen.
Yeah.
She's an Irish Karen, okay? But, like, I'm white. My father is Irish.
I just think it's just so ridiculous. And also, like, you can't be racist towards white people.
It's a very confusing time to understand racism as a white person, because we never have to face it. We never have to face it. It never comes up. It's never been a problem. I've never been racially profiled ever in my entire life. Mm. So it's like, I get when it is difficult for someone to understand systemic racism and you're like, oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry you're showing up for the first time. But like, no, there's just like, again, read a book. There's a great book on how not to be racist. How not to be an anti-racist, okay? There's also The Warmth of Other Suns. There's so many great books. Again, I'll list them at the bottom. But...
And also...
Sweetheart.
Here's the thing. It's like, she was also scared that someone's going to come on here and call her racist. Then you have...
Wait, what?
Yeah,
someone said that?
Yeah.
Will you call me racist?
Beefstick 04. Beefstick 04.
You know why? Because white people are scared about being called
racist.
Exactly.
And she was like, I have a black boyfriend and blood black family. I'm not racist. And I'm like, I wasn't going to call you...
No, I'm going to call you ignorant. I'm not going to call you racist. I wasn't going to call you
racist. And Beefstick, honey, 04, you're probably 16 if you were born in 04. If you have the courage to leave negative comments in someone's fucking comment section.
Yep. You better back that shit up.
You better back that shit up. And also know that, like, I'm not going to just sit here and just take that shit. I've created a platform where I get to call out fucking ignorance.
Yes.
So...
Oh, girl, come on. Read a book.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Read Howard Zinn's.
And I get it. You're young. Maybe one day it'll click with you. Maybe not. I don't know. But honestly, here's the thing. The one thing to do to show that you're not racist is to not say, I am not a racist.
I mean, feel
like
literally.
If you're not a racist, you wouldn't ever have to say that.
Well, it's also like whenever someone's like, not to sound racist, you're going to like, no, you're literally no, not you're to gonna sound be, racist. That, you're, exactly. Thanks for the warning.
But that's racist.
But that's racist.
Like, I think it's just so, it just baffles me when people are like, I'm not racist. I have black friends. That doesn't.
It doesn't work like that, son. It doesn't make sense that, bro.
Right, exactly. Like, and I've talked about it here before. Someone called me out on my ignorance from an episode from 4 years ago because I was fetishizing black men.
Oh, yeah. Someone
called me out. Yes. Yep. Someone called me out on it. And what did I do? I said, yeah, I said that. And I owned up to it. And I said, I learned my lesson.
Fuck yeah.
That's what we need to do. Because, again, we're not black.
No. Again, I'm white. I'm very white.
I am a woman of color, but still, I'm not black.
Yeah.
So I haven't been as oppressed as... the black community.
Yeah.
So again, I also had a lot of ignorance growing, you know.
Yeah.
Shit. We're still learning. I'm still learning.
You can't know everything.
Exactly. But you have to own up to your shit. Sit down, fucking listen, read a fucking book, have these conversations and educate yourselves and then just own up to your shit. That's all you have to do. You don't have to prove, like, don't call me racist. I'm not racist. I have a black boyfriend. It's like.
If you say that, you're racist.
Exactly.
But you just happen to have a black boyfriend. You're an oxymoron. Okay. That's just literally what it is.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact to all the black POCs listening. The best way to just shut up any white person is just, doesn't matter what they're talking about. They could be talking about Whole Foods or like Instagram filters. If you just want them to stop talking, just go, you sound really racist. It just shuts the conversation down real quick. White people hate being called racist.
White people hate being called racist.
It's weird because it's like, I.
You're like, wow, you're racist against white people.
So you're
really upset about a little clip. Think about black people in their everyday motherfucking lives.
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about that.
There's just so many layers on this. Also, we should both drop our Venmos if we're going to educate you any further, right? Like we said, neither of us are black. So we're not here to speak for that community. We can only speak for our own. But we're telling you right now, there's a lot of heavy feelings that you probably are fearing that you might be racist. And that's probably why you're calling people racist, right? Because you are dealing with your own internal white supremacy, what you contribute, which is true.
And that's not your fault.
It's not your fault. It's ingrained in our everyday society.
It's our country.
Exactly. It's our president who couldn't say.
That's why it's important to have these conversations because I talked about breaking generational curses personally. This is breaking a generational curse of our fucking country.
Yeah.
So you have to fucking face yourselves and be like, damn, yeah, we are raised by fucking white supremacists. And that's why we were born. Yeah, exactly. And it's so awkward. No one wants to be racist. Well,
some people do. Some people benefit. I don't know
A lot of people don't like to be called racist. They don't like to come to terms with that. But anyways.
But it's just, look, I'll drop some books. I hope you figure out what you're dealing with within yourself. And look, I've been called racist. I have. And been like, okay, let me digest that. Let me not get offended immediately. What was it that I said? And then it's that whole thing where it's like, well, correct yourself. Because I had a privilege of growing up in a neighborhood and a school where I was literally one of the only white people. The other girl was Brittany. Shout out to Brittany. Like in our fifth grade photo, it's like, you can see me and Brittany. I was able to be educated very quickly about what is correct, what's not correct, and like learn. And it's confusing and it's hard. I'm not saying
so confusing.
However, it's something that is very easy to think on dissect and process. You know, it's if you're going to be like, nope, I don't want to listen to you. I'm, you know, whatever. You're
you
racist.
Just want to live in ignorance. That's
yeah.
It.
And like, honestly, I think that takes way more energy. It is. It. I think it takes way more hatred. I think it's bad for your skin. Honestly, I think racism is just bad.
You're
going
to break out. You're
going
to break out. Yeah. Don't do that to yourself.
Don't do that to yourself, girl. Come on.
Yeah. Anyways, we should start the Q&A. We're like 15 minutes in.
Oh, yeah. No, that we didn't want to go that far. I want to do a Q&A.
Yes, let's get to the Q&A because you know what? I guess I should stick to comedy. Just kidding.
Vote November 3rd.
Vote for November 3rd, yeah.
Also, so mail-in voters. Comedy. Okay, back to comedy.
What were we going to say?
Oh, just mail-in voters. Remember, people who are mailing in, please send in your stuff as soon as possible.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, let's do this Q&A
let's
thing.
Let's do this. We got a lot of questions.
I'm nervous.
So I had to really, like, break it down and we'll just
and
figure it out.
I have some fun ones, right? Because I feel like people, like, I was worried that people were going to be, like, really mature. Because now that I'm, in a really healthy and amazing, beautiful relationship, people don't think I'm willing to talk about sex anymore.
Yeah, because you actually haven't been on the show talking about sex. We don't know that much about Rose's sex life.
I mean, it's great right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just haven't been having sex because he's in Seattle. But, like, I mean, it's still healthy and great and amazing.
Yeah, you told me some shit.
It's been lovely. Anyways, let's get to these
questions. But we do have a mixture of relationships and, all that stuff. But
I'm not a professional.
No, none of us are. We're just talking about experience, and you could just take it with however you would like it.
I'm so nervous and excited. Okay, let's do this. Okay. Question number one.
So someone actually had a direct question for you. Oh. They said, Rose, do you ever miss your single life?
No, actually. And the weirdest thing is I'm happy. So I don't really miss my single life. And being, like I mentioned on the long distance podcast, like I still feel like I'm single in the sense that I have so much independence. Like, I don't see Anthony all the time. We text in the morning and text at night, and, like, that's pretty much it. We communicate sometimes throughout the day, but we're both busy. But, like, I don't really, like, miss my single life. I still see I don't see my friends. I see them on Zoom. But, like, I see you know what
yeah,
I mean?
We
like,
do this.
Nothing's, like, really changed. And that was, like, what I wanted to find. I wanted to find someone I loved as much as I loved being single, and I did.
Yeah, and you get, like, amazing sex, don't you?
Yeah, it's so good.
Right?
Okay. It's really good.
I remember that was like one of the first things you told me. You're like, oh my God, this sex.
I know, I was caught up. I was so caught up. It was amazing.
Caught up. Caught up. And you know it's what it
We're
is.
We're never going to get in trouble with these songs because we butcher them.
No, caught up.
Yeah, so yeah, sex is great. I love it and it's amazing. And I love sex with Anthony.
Okay.
But no, I don't miss my single life. But I do, I add on to that, I loved being single.
Rose loved being single. You loved it.
And I was really good at it.
You were so good at being single.
Now I'm really good at being,
good at being both.
Booed up. I just needed the right partner.
Yeah.
That's really what it was.
I'm not good at being booed up.
But you have so much fun being single, too.
I have so much fun being single.
Sometimes you just got to run it out, though. You know what I mean? You're just going to get exhausted after a while. And that was the thing, is that, like, literally the stars aligned where, like, Anthony was tired of his single life. I was tired of my single life. And then it was, like, we just met perfectly. And it, like, was science.
Soulmates. Science.
I don't know if I believe in soulmates. Okay. But, like, something like that.
Yeah.
Twin flame? That's a thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
I read an astrology book, like, years ago in, like, a hospital waiting room.
Yeah.
Well, didn't know. Okay. Anyways, that was
just
weird.
Feel connected. I know.
Yes. Okay. But yes. No, I don't miss my single life, but I did love being single.
Yeah. And you were great at it.
Thanks.
Okay. Next question. This one's fun. If you had to pick a long, skinny dick or a short, girthy dick, which one would you pick?
Depends if they're good at head or not. Because then if it's like, I guess like short and girthy?
I think I would rather. Oh, God. That's hard.
I feel like short and girthy, and then just you have to be on top.
That's true, because you could still get the clitoris stimulation. Okay, yep. I do like.
You like what I'm thinking there?
Yeah. I think short and girthy.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when it's.
Well, how short, though? Like, that's the thing. It's like, I need to. Like, what's considered short? What's considered short?
People with. Sometimes men who are not as well endowed down there are very talented at fingering or giving head. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, what are you good at? sometimes I think men with long dicks that are skinny think that they're like, oh, well, it's long.
And it's, but it's like, no, but it's thin.
Yeah. But honestly, if you know what to do with it, it's that's fine. All that matters. Just right. know what your backup plans are.
Feel the when it enters. That's what matters. That's how I know it's going to be good. When the insertion is like, when you have to like catch your
breath. Yes. Sorry, the knock of the pelvic floor. Yeah. That's what I think of it as. It's just like, hello, you know?
So we're both for the girthy dick. Mm-hmm. Short and girthy is the way to go.
Yeah, why not? Just be on top.
Yeah. So you get a little stimulation with that. Okay, next question.
Okay.
Is it bad if I don't want to wait to have sex with someone special?
Is it bad that you don't want... No, I don't think it's...
No!
Wait, what? No, it's not bad.
Like, she probably just wants to just have sex with, like, whoever.
Oh, yeah, to do that. I mean, I look, as a former hoe, okay? I was a hoe.
Retired hoe.
As a retired hoe, yes. No, have... As my mom always told me, have sex like a man on your terms. Mm-hmm. So just do it with, you know, consent is not sexy. It's mandatory, but just like enjoy it. Have fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't have
to be
special.
Did you lose it to someone that like you cared about?
I did actually. My first boyfriend was like genuinely the sweet. Like,
the one that was like way older?
No.
How old were you when you lost
I was 14 when I lost my virginity. I literally went into high school and I was like, let's get rid of this. Like, I was like, let's go. Because I was lied to.
Ninth grade too, going to high school was like, all right. It's like high school. You go into high school, you're like, all right, when am I going to lose my virginity?
Well, because also all my friends told me they lost it over the summer of going into eighth grade to freshman year. And then I found out they were lying. Some of them were lying, actually. Some were
what?
True.
Who does that?
But like, because I think it was like, that was the thing. It was like, ooh, it's so cool. We're going to high school. Don't be a virgin in high school.
Right.
So I stepped in and I was like, let's get rid of this thing. And then like my friend, like genuinely, I still like think my first boyfriend was amazing. He was great. Really? Jamel was such a sweetheart. Jamel? He's married now, has a beautiful baby girl, I believe, and like was just a great first lover. And like ideal, like my
how long were you guys together?
2 years. My freshman and sophomore year, and
then
we broke
up. Oh, that's a long high school relationship.
Yeah, it was. And then we broke up because he graduated, and then I had a miscarriage. And then, sorry, I just want to throw that out there. Just like, oh, it's fine. It's whatever. It happens.
Wait, hold on.
So, yeah, but I do remember that my parents, like, met him, and they were like, he's, like, the ideal thing. And he was great. I still, like, think. I
keep were you him, heartbroken?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. I think that's when I realized that I'm actually really good at, like, rolling off when I was younger, where I was like, oh, yeah, like, this relationship played it. I think it played its part.
Right.
He had graduated high school already. I was still in high school. What do you do?
Oh, you're good. So you weren't, like, so heartbroken.
No, not really. I mean, it sucked because I just thought he was a great human being. I think it's because he just, like, went off and did his own thing, and then I had high school to... You know,
still deal with. I'm just like really dramatic. Like my first heartbreak and my first boyfriend that I lost my virginity to was just like, it was like the worst heartbreak I've ever been through.
See, that's how I was with my ex.
It like fucked me up for the rest of my life.
See, and I think that's what it was with my ex is like, literally, I feel like I was so calloused from like, I don't know, just anything. And then like, I was really good, like with Jamil and then my ex Wadi, we broke up and I was like, okay, whatever. And I was fine. And then with my ex, the one that was like emotionally abusive, I think that was more of the fact that like, I felt like he took so much from me, like my independence, my like,
and because it was toxic.
It was so toxic. But yeah, like I just kind of, I don't know. Rose in high school was just trying to kick it and party. You know, I got a car. I think that was the other thing is I had a car. And
oh my
so I just
God.
Was like,
so you're like, whatever. I'm independent. I can do what I want.
And then
I'll
he immediately
fine.
Met someone. I think that was the other thing is that we broke up. And then like 6 months later, he met his now wife. And like, I'm
oh,
going to stop that. Yeah.
So that's a long ass time to be with someone. Sorry,
I know.
I'm like judging.
I know,
like,
but it is.
What?
It is. But that was it. And then they're like in love and they're married and they're a beautiful couple. So, like, aww. Who was I to, like, stop fate?
Right,
you know?
Right.
But he was great. I still, like, hold him in, like, a special place in my brain as, like, a sweet man.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's cute. Yeah. I never knew that. I want to know more about your high school, like, high school rosé.
Yo, I kicked it. I ran for homecoming king.
We should just do an episode just, like, all, like, of our high school
movies. Let's do a high school episode.
Okay.
We'll have to do that. We'll do it at the end of the year. Like, we'll do, like, a
yearbook episode. We'll do that for sure.
I was voted most school spirited, but
really?
It was low-key a joke.
Most school
spirited. Just because I kicked it. I never went to class. I had truancy all 4 years, but still graduated high school.
Yeah.
I ran around the hallways with a boombox and like
that is so
I
you.
Just played music. I made all freshmen like Soulja Boy to class, like as like trying to frosh them and stuff. But like I was like loud and goofy, ran for Homecoming King.
Homecoming King.
Yeah, it was like a thing. I was like, I'm gonna run for Homecoming King.
Oh my god, that and did you win?
No,
oh.
My friend Hilton won. But yeah. I was down for it. It was cool. He deserved it. Hilton, you the homie.
That is so fucking funny.
I just kicked it. And, you know, I was always the DD. So I just would, we would drive to parties. And then my parents let me stay out later because they knew I was, like, driving everyone home.
Right.
Yeah. So I just, like, I had so much fun in high school. So much fun.
We'll save it for an episode.
We'll go back.
But in conclusion,
yes.
No, you don't have to wait till you care for someone. Yeah.
That was the point of the question. Sorry. You don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Like the worst. Anthony was just saying that. He was like, it takes you 45 minutes to say goodbye. And I was like, no, it doesn't. But like, how was your day? I'm sorry. You don't have to wait.
I feel like our episodes are always just like... I love it though. Trust me.
It's me and my rants.
You and your rants. And then me being like, okay, back to...
Yeah, no. Someone has to reel this in. I can't. I can't. Someone has
to. But I kind of egged it on because I was asking questions too.
You're a great interviewer. That's why.
Thank you.
You should stick to this podcast. You got something in this, kid. You can go somewhere.
I think I should stick to this.
Yeah, you should keep doing this.
I think I should.
Mix in some politics more. I think this needs to be a more political podcast.
You think so? I think I was thinking just straight comedy, no politics.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's time. Well,
but don't wait. You don't have to wait for that special person. Just have sex if you
want to
have sex.
There you go. Rosé. But be careful, please. Like, don't just feel like you need to have sex with someone just for the sake of having sex with someone.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, fuck yeah, go do it. Have
fun.
If you
don't, then
be careful. Be safe. Mm-hmm. Love your love.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Next question.
Okay, next question. How do you feel about making sex tapes with your partner?
I'm like sometimes against it.
Really? Just,
I think it's fun. I feel like I've never made one. Anthony and I made one, and then we just like deleted it.
Oh yeah, I made one too with my high school boyfriend, but it would have been child pornography because we were in high school.
God, that's even heavier. Whoa, is that weird?
But we like to. I know we didn't. We definitely didn't watch it or like send it out to anybody.
Yeah,
like, we just deleted it afterwards. But like when you're in the moment, it's kind of hot.
Yeah, and then I feel like I like saw my face, and I was like, "Can we delete this?"
I don't think I can watch myself having sex.
Yeah, that was,
I don't know.
I don't think I could either.
I can like look over in the mirror, but I'm not gonna like sit down and just actually watch a scene of just me having sex.
Girl, I can barely listen to these podcasts when I'm on them. Like, I can't watch myself have sex.
I guess maybe if I was like super fit or something, maybe. But I feel like I would just be so like, oh my god, I don't know, I'd be so hard on myself. It just, I wouldn't want to do that to myself, you know.
I'm down for other people doing it, but yeah, it's just not really my forte.
Yeah.
I think it's because I realize that like with the career that I'm going at and like, you know, the public persona thing, it's like, I don't want anything coming to like haunt me.
I know, I probably should. I have like masturbating videos sent to Morgan. Hopefully he never leaks those.
If he does, he's a dick. Because revenge porn is like a serious crime. People are assholes about it. That's my other fear.
There's some footages out there of me masturbating to.
Yeah, and I've sent things like that to Anthony, you know, but like.
I don't think he would. I mean, he's, you know, he's not obviously.
No, because we would. I don't think that he would be a dick. Okay, you're already an asshole. That would, Morgan. Don't make it worse.
He would never do that. Unless,
but yeah, I don't think that's like. I do it. I'm down for that. Go.
I know. I think it's sexy. I'm all for it. I'd be down. Imagine doing like a scripted.
Oh my god! One of my friends worked on a porn set like that. He was a boom operator, but didn't know it was a porn set. He just showed up.
I feel like you would be someone who would write a script. Like I feel like that would that be fun for you?
I should write a porn.
Write a porn
about a guy who pays off a girl's student debt and student loan.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Let me like write a porn. How much do they pay? Pornhub? Will you pay me?
Let's do it. Or just write a porn with you and Anthony, and you just act it out. How fun would that be?
It's just like roll. I feel like Anthony would get it and be like, there's a lot of lines. Like, you have me talking a lot. And I'm like, no, stick to the script. Yeah, no, it's not going to work. That's not going to work for us.
It would be a lot of lines.
You'd be like, wow, this is a lot of dialogue. It's like, I'm like, come on. My like two heroes of writing is like Nora Ephron and like Aaron Sorkin. So it's going to be like really like intense dialogue in this porn. No, I shouldn't do a porn. But if you record your sex, please be safe. Make sure it's with a partner that you
make
know
sure
won't.
You're 18 and over too.
Yes. Oh god, you don't want that shit haunting you.
No.
Oh, it's bad.
No, don't do that. No. All right, what's your take on guys moaning? I need them moaning as much as me, lol. I need them to be moaning. I don't want them to be silent.
Yeah, I don't think anyone likes a silent lover. You just want like a
but I feel like guys are always kind of weird about
their moaning. Noises
or just yeah. Like I don't know, there's like a masculine thing I think where guys are just like, it's not like, I don't know.
Oh, I get what you mean. Right. Yeah, there is like a weird stigma behind it, but yeah, no, I'm down. But I mean, I'm down for it. I think that men like, because men like it when we moan, because then they're like, okay, I'm doing something right. And so like women, we like it too. We want to know if we're
doing
something right.
Yes, I need them to communicate with me. If you're not moaning, you better be fucking talking dirty.
Yeah, also come on, communication is key in every sense. Exactly. Okay, in the bedroom, out the bedroom, what do you want? Yeah. What do you want to eat? What do you want done to your butt? You know, like stuff like that, I guess. Like, I don't know. I think moaning is, I do like it. Yeah, I do like it when.
Do you dirty talk?
Yeah, sometimes. I do enjoy dirty
sometimes.
Talk. Yeah. It just depends
on the
mood.
I feel like your dirty talk would probably be really fucking funny.
I don't know if like, my dirty talk is funny. It maybe sometimes.
Like, maybe not like. It'd be like, I don't know. I feel like you'd really get creative in the way you're like, if you know, like, you know, guys are always like, ooh. How does that feel? I feel like you would really describe
I'd
it.
I'd be like pungently or like yeah. Some weird Shakespearean shit, yeah. You know,
like I feel like you would say something. I don't know.
I would probably go into soliloquy.
Right. Exactly.
There are sometimes
you would make it sexy.
Yes.
But it would just be like, it would be different. Like for me, I'm just like. Feel so big. I don't know, like the basic ass shit.
The like the raw minimum. Yeah. The like Scrabble. Like,
and I cuss a lot too, so I'm like, oh fuck yeah, or whatever, you know.
I mean, I cuss in and out of the bedroom, but yeah, yeah. No, I like weirdly enough, like I don't talk as much in sex. I know, I do sometimes. It kind of depends on the mood. Kind of like it's like, are we gonna fuck tonight? Right. Or are we gonna be an R&B song? You know what I mean?
Like that's true. It depends on like the vibe of the
yeah
of the sex. Like,
but I do like hearing.
Them moan.
Yeah. I do like, yeah. I love.
I don't like them silent.
No, no, no. No one likes a silent lover. No. Honestly, it's just because you just are like, oh, am I doing anything? It gets you in your head and then you just can't enjoy the sex if
exactly.
It's a silent lover.
Like, I hate being, like, there's this one dude that I would have sex with and I'd be on top and he would just, like, stare at me, like, not say anything.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Just like,
and you're
do
like,
you like
oh,
this?
Yeah. Is this okay?
Is this, am I doing this good? Like, is this, like, working?
Are you here? Like, what's
like,
happening?
Are you good? Like, are you alive? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, no, you need the communication. And yeah. The moaning is sexy and amazing. I also just really like the idea of, like I just like hearing the breathing,
to
too.
Yeah.
Just, I just need to hear, like, a little something.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm horny.
Oh, God. Hi.
Hi. I'm like, ooh. No, I'm kidding.
She's gonna throw in a relationship question. Just
yeah,
to, like,
let's do
dry
that.
Dry her up.
Yeah, actually, let's do that. Okay, next question.
Okay,
this is a little bit deeper.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been in a narcissistic?
You sound like me trying to do that Donald Trump joke.
Have you ever been in a relationship with a narcissistic person?
Yes.
If so, how did you deal with the breakup?
Awful. It was the worst breakup of my entire life.
Can we describe what a narcissist is?
Yes. So a narcissist is, thank you so much, because I talk a lot in sex.
I'm like, here, you do that. It's your job.
With like, you know, this is like a very rudimental, like, thing. A narcissist is someone who is not just like self-absorbed. Like people know it as like someone who's like, okay, like Kim Kardashian. Like she's a narcissist in the sense that she's very like
all about her,
all about herself. But then there's also elements of narcissism that then turn into kind of like OCD, where you have to have things a certain way. And then it also turns into controlling, and it becomes into this like self-absorbedness that like some narcissists need other people's approval. And then there's other narcissists that don't need people's approval. They just
They're just like, oh, I already know I'm the shit.
Yes.
And don't like give a fuck and lack empathy.
But it's not just about me, right? There's many layers to, because technically someone who might have borderline personality disorder can experience narcissistic behavior. And it's just necessarily, I wouldn't say sociopath, but like sometimes you don't have as much empathy for someone else's feelings. But yes, I was in a relationship, weirdly enough, because no one would on paper call him a narcissist. He called himself a narcissist. Like a year after we broke up.
The fact that he knew he was a narcissist.
Well, because he finally went to therapy. Like that was the other thing, is that he like hit me up like I think a year and a half after we broke up and was like, hey, I finally went to therapy and like everything. Like I'm so sorry. He did apologize to me. It was a whack ass stupid apology. But like, he came to terms with that. He was like, I'm depressed and I have narcissistic behavior. But it's something you should look into within it. But empathy, controlling, there's a lot of like layers to it. It's not just being someone that's like me. It's there's sometimes
they tend to love to gaslight too.
Love to gaslight and are very commonly trick people into thinking it's codependency. But really it's just like they need you to gaslight them or to bring them up or to prop
control
them up. Yeah, it's a control thing.
Yeah, definitely my ex.
Yes,
100%.
100. I think that's a great example of someone who is 100%. I need other people's approval.
And also the example, the example of, oh, I want Rose on the show, and because he didn't like you, being like, hey, this makes me feel uncomfortable, he was like, well, I'm going to break up with you and make you hurt and make you feel like shit because you're not listening to me.
Exactly. Going about it in really toxic ways where it's like kind of like, I mean, as
and then making me feel like I'm the bad person in the situation.
Exactly.
Like, all of it was just, I know in my heart, innocent.
They don't take blame for anything.
Yeah.
And they're not really popular for apologizing.
No.
Which is why it was so funny that my ex apologized to me.
Yeah. Yeah. He's completely.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't really understand what it was until I afterwards, and people were like,
because we think it is something that is like social media driven, where right? It's like so many selfies and like whatever, and like
right. The
Greek mythology, I think it's Greek mythology, of narcissists falling, you know, drowning because he fell in love with his reflection in the lake or whatever.
Everyone has their own little story of what you know a narcissist is.
Like, exactly.
There's no like one straight.
It's very heavy and layered and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it's not fun.
But how did you deal with the breakup?
It was bad. I had one of the worst breakups in the entire world.
Yeah, because you were just saying that was the breakup that like was
sent me on the edge. Like,
and that will do that to you.
Yeah, it will.
Because they've gaslighted you. They made you feel guilty. They made you feel crazy. They made you like just your insecurities just heightened.
They find them.
Mm-hmm.
They mine them, exactly. And then they'll just use them against you.
Yeah.
All, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
He, like, knew all of my flaws and all those things, and then just,
and
like,
and they use that against you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then you act like that, and then you become an asshole.
And then, exactly, and then you become a toxic person.
Yeah,
because
you
you're just, like, you're exactly, because it's, you're trying to make this work. You're trying to survive in this fucking toxic relationship.
Oh, it's bad.
So,
Don't do it.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, we're documenting healing from the breakup, so a lot of it's therapy, and like I think just accepting what it is and educating myself has been helping, and just like letting myself cry. That's how I deal with the breakup.
Crying is amazing. I love crying. I haven't cried in a while. I haven't had a reason to, which I guess
cried
is a good
few
thing.
Days ago probably. Oh, I cried a few days ago because I think Morgan's getting married.
What the fuck? Why aren't we talking about that? No! Don't get married, kids. Okay, let's move on. This is my Q&A. This is about you, Morgan. This is my Q&A.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it in the next podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How did you find out?
Facebook.
Is it like
her Facebook?
She. Like,
but I don't... Like, I don't... Okay. to be fair, okay, I'll go into it because it's not too long of a story.
Do it.
Damn, this episode's got a lot of shit. But okay, so I stalk her Facebook, his girlfriend's Facebook.
That's fine.
Every day.
We all do. Every day?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to stop.
I know. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it. We don't have to get into that.
Don't turn it into an addiction.
Okay.
Don't make it a routine.
Okay.
But like, I'm not shaming you. It happens to the best of us. But it's anyways.
Just, yeah. We'll talk. Yeah. So I saw that she was on a podcast, The Irony, with her mother. And they talked about relationships, and she mentioned she's, like, gearing up to getting married. I don't know. She mentioned a few comments, like, that she was...
Wait, do you think it was news to Morgan? I know that's really fucked up.
I feel, like, nervous revealing this, because it's, like, revealing how much I fucking lurk her. Like, that's fine. Whatever, I'm owning up to my shit.
Own up to your shit.
Own up to my shit. Face your demons. I'm facing my demons. But... you know, and even the mom was like, yeah, I knew that this would be your husband the moment that, like, you guys started, you know, knowing each other and being friends or whatever years ago.
Oh, but, mom, if you only knew.
Yeah, but, yeah, so, but my friend listened back because I think I was, when I watched it, I was so emotional. I was like, oh, my God, he's engaged. And she's like, I don't think they're getting married. I think they're just talking in a sense of, like, they want
to
get married.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's news to Morgan.
Right, exactly.
But, I don't like, know if he knows that he proposed. In the he's like, oh, fuck.
I have a feeling it's probably, like, they obviously talk about it. I don't know if she's got a ring or anything like that, but, you know. It's a discussion. So, but in that moment when I saw, I was really emotional. Like, yeah. Holy shit, like, he's getting married. Like, this is happening. Only because it's, like, I've been, like, waiting for the moment to see that, like, either she's pregnant mm-hmm. or they're getting married. It's, like, mm-hmm. I'm waiting for that because I know it's going to happen. And I don't know why. I'm working on it, okay? I'm working on it on my own time. That's why I'm trying to keep myself busy so I don't end up going down a fucking rabbit hole.
Yes.
But, so, yeah. But...
Whoa, we just had a bomb drop in this episode.
Yeah. So anyways.
Wow, this was supposed to be my Q&A. Like, this was supposed to be my fun Q&A episode. Okay. We're tackling racism and marriage. What the fuck?
Okay, we'll go to a fun question. Next one.
Okay. I'm just, like, sidetracked by that.
It's supposed to be my Q&A.
This is supposed to be my thing. Look at me being a narcissist. Just kidding. But, like, okay, we will talk about this.
Yeah.
We will.
Okay. Okay, next question. How to tell a guy he ain't eating you outright?
Tell him you're not eating me outright.
Yeah.
Like, you could just be like, hey, like,
but you're,
do you,
like,
mind?
So bold, but not a lot of people are as bold as you.
Yes,
you
know I need to remember that.
Yeah, because you're someone who'd be like, that ain't right.
I think this is, I feel like, a really good way of going about it is in your foreplay. A fun thing to do sometimes in foreplay is to watch them masturbate and then you masturbate and, like, to see, like, oh, what, you know, to, like, really study, like, what do they like? Do they play with their clit? Do they mm-hmm. play with their balls? Like, you're just, like, watching and seeing, like, okay, this is what you like, you know, that's a great way. Or another way is you can start the conversation by talking dirty and saying, ooh, I would really like it if you did this with your tongue. Like, mm-hmm. give them directions, mm-hmm. but, like, don't do anything. Like, sit across
from
your,
like,
partner.
Or just, like, stick a dildo out and be like, put this dildo in.
Yes, or something like that, too, where it's, like, you know, make it play. But if you're not as bold as that, I would just say, like, let's do story time. And you just talk about, ooh, I would really like it if you, like, bent me over. And I would really like it if you did this. And, like, if you fingered me while you ate
me out.
Or say
it in, like,
a
sexy way. You know what I mean? Be like, ooh, like, put more tongue in that.
Yes, exactly. Put your neck into it. You
know
what I
mean? Yeah, put your neck into it.
I can do it. Put your back into it. Let me do it. Okay. You're just, like, a musical. I know. But, yeah, I would play it to the, like... ooh, I would really like if you did this or did, like, in a fun, cute way. And then ask him, like, what would you like me to do? And then maybe you would learn that he actually really enjoys this type of play or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's the best way to do it.
I think so, too. I would, if anything, like, sometimes I do, like, I'm as bold as I am, mm-hmm. I have moments where I do feel nervous to communicate because I don't know how to communicate. I don't, you know,
certain people
don't really, you're just like, I don't, But... I always try to make it kind of sexy.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Make it real sexy.
Right. Like, yeah, more tongue. You know what I mean? Like, and just feel confident in what you're saying because
be like, more tongue, less jackhammering. You know, I don't know. That's porn. That's the porn industry that's gotten in. Like, but it's like you like being railed, and you're like, no,
oh, I hate.
I like the to jack be able hammering. To walk.
I hate jackhammering.
Ugh. Sometimes it's really nice, like when it's if, like you've been doing it for right. a minute, and yeah. then it's just like,
I think you gotta
3 or 4 seconds.
You gotta stop.
But yeah, chill, bro.
Like, do it for like a couple seconds if you want to just like speed yeah. it up a little bit, add a little pressure, but don't the whole time just be.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Anthony doesn't jackhammer. God, it's such great sex. Anyway, sorry, I don't want to brag. Anthony doesn't jackhammer. It's so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
It's okay. No.
But yes, make it sexy when you communicate tell us to more. Them. It's such great sex.
Well, it's why, like what weird. Makes it, I don't know what, why. What makes it so great?
Because he listens to my body. Like, he knows my body. And because we have these kind of conversations. You know what I mean? And he'll, like... He listens. He listens and he plays man. Along and, you know, I ask him, like, what do you like? And we're very, like, open where, you know, I remember one time I was, like, we were talking about there was a comedian who was, like, I feel weird just choking a girl. And I just remember, like, turned to him and I was, like, yeah, like, when was the first time a girl asked you to choke you? And he was, like, she didn't. She just kind of put her hand on my neck and I was, like, or on her neck, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I always ask them to that. Choke me.
Yeah.
I don't like when they just, like, I kind of like when I ask first. I don't like when they yes. just do it.
But I
unless just, it's, like, we've been doing it, having sex for a while and we're comfortable, but, like.
Yeah, but I know. Think it was, like, the whole idea and notion that, like, someone had to, like.
Yeah.
Engage it or whatever. And then he, you know, we were talking about that. And then I was, like, well, I like that. So, but it's just, like. I honestly, love it too. It's just that I think it's like the listening to the body. And also, I feel extremely safe because of someone who is a survivor of sexual trauma. Like, it's nice to be mm-hmm. with a person where it's like, I liked rough sex before my sexual assault, and I still like rough sex. And it's nice to be in a safe environment mm-hmm. with that person. So I think that's like the big thing is that he made me feel so safe and secure and like really like. I'm, you know, that's when I scale. It's like, you know, I want to get fucked or I want to be a fucking Jodeci R&B song, yes. you know? And it's like yeah. communication. And like, that also took time too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just, I love it.
Ooh. I'm over here like, I got no here. Sex stories for y'all. I can't wait to like, well, I could wait because I'm not ready. But eventually when I get into a relationship and I just like fuck all the time, imagine the content if I'm having a lot of sex.
Oh, girl. Like, yeah, we can talk about that.
I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's gonna be
I'm
fun.
So sick of all my stories already. I've repeated all my same shit. I'm just like, you already know
See,
everything.
That's the funny thing about, okay, the whole question about, like, do you miss your single life? I don't, because there are times where I've been, like, talking to, shout out to my Alyssa, who's my quarantine neighbor and buddy and friend, and I love her. We'll, like, have conversations, and I'll, like, say, like, oh, yeah, like, this one time, oh, there's a fly in my eye.
It, like, lit.
It landed. That's crazy. It, like, lit. Mistaken my lashes.
It landed on your fucking eyelashes.
I got attacked. It landed on my eyelashes. That's the Fenty mascara for you. Fenty mascara oh, makes your lashes
I
look like.
Saw that just, like, come. I was like, oh, no.
You're like, the fucking A. I was telling a story. Rude. I can't even remember what I was saying.
I don't know why
that
was funny. I just like, it was just funny.
Because it was random.
I'm going to like zoom into that.
It's great, my reaction. I look just so stupid. Just a fly.
I'm actually in
Shout
tears.
Out to Fenty. Making actually, my eyelashes look like tree branches
oh my God,
or something.
I'm crying. I like don't want to ruin my makeup. Anyways, what it. Were you saying?
Oh, there will be times where like I'll tell Alyssa, I'll be like, oh yeah, this one time. And I like fall into like a weird... Like, where I forgot that I'm like, oh, yeah, I had sex with this. And, like, go on this, like, weird tangent. Yeah. And she's like, I'm going to tell my kids your stories. Because she's like, it's not happening with me.
Right.
And I have a lot. I have
you
a lot of
so
weird.
Much.
I have so many ones that I'm embarrassed by. Not embarrassed
Another
by.
Another content
but I'm
idea.
Like, oh.
Rose's host stories. Oh, Rose
so
host.
Many. Just go back to, like, the first episode. But, yeah.
Right.
There's so many. That's only half of them. That's only, like, one third of
I
them.
I know.
It's crazy. It was fun though. It was good times.
Good times.
Good times.
And now you just get one dick.
Now I have
good
great
dick.
Time. I know. Right. Now it's. I had good times. Now I have great times.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Next question. How do you feel about sugar daddies? Would you ever date or have one?
Okay, so I am actually I'm down for sugar daddies. I think that that's fine. Again, it's a consensual thing where it's like things. I've never had a sugar daddy.
I've never had a sugar daddy either.
However,
I get a lot of like those fake ones in my DMs though.
Yeah, you where you're those? Like, I remember I got like a couple like when I first like reactivated my Instagram when I moved to LA, and I just was like, what the fuck is it? Because Instagram knows I'm in LA.
They just have a bunch of sugar daddies and it's weird. DMs. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, and you just ignore them. You're just like, oh, sorry, sir. Like,
yeah. Well, I also think it's a fucking scam.
Yes, absolutely.
It's always a scam.
But
the real ones, the real sugar daddies.
Real ones are great. I think it's amazing. My friend actually is successfully still with her sugar daddy of like 4 years. And most of the time he just like wants her company. It has, like, nothing to do with sex.
Yeah, sometimes it's no sex.
Yeah, he's, like, ostracized from his ex-wife and his kids, and he's just lonely and just wants, a companion.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a sugar daddy, but I did get mistaken for a hooker.
Did you?
Yeah, I was, like, at a friend's... I was at a hotel bar in a city... I think this was, like, Boston, maybe? I think it was Boston. And I was there for, like... I think it was, like, a... poetry thing or something, but like anyways, but like I was in a hotel bar and I was like looking cute and my plans canceled. I was gonna go out to a club with some friends, and then I like got to talking to this guy, and then we went upstairs and we hooked up, and he then just put $200 on the table and was like, is that enough? And of course dumbass 22-year-old Rose was like, yes, when really I should have been like, I'm a $500 hoe, and I didn't. And then, like, but, like, it was, like, I think
so that, did you take it and do it?
Yes, I took it. Well, he gave it to me after the sex. That was the other weird thing, is that, like, he just, like, put it on and was like, is that enough? And it was, like, almost like a cokey get out of my hotel room kind of thing. But I just remember being, like, I was like, God, should I be, and Rose. I was like young, I was 22, Rose. So I was like, should I be offended? Should I be honored? Should I was like, I was like, okay.
You're like, and like, oh, shit, I don't even do this for a living, so $200 is
yeah,
fucking-
great. I think the embarrassing part, though, was the next day when he saw me just in my normal, like, garb and was like, I just gave $200 to a normal-ass chick. Yeah, like, he realized that, like, oh, she's not a hooker.
She's not actually a hooker.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. My mom thought I was a prostitute once.
Why did your mom think you were a prostitute?
I mean, I don't know. I really, my mom's a little, but one night, my friend Chris, not Chris Bebe.
Oh, not Krabby Chris.
Not Krabby Chris. He was like one of my best friends back in the day. This is when I was like 23 or something. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, it was like at 10 o'clock at night. He was like, hey, I want to, like, I just feel like, I just feel like having a shopping spree at Super Walmart. Do you want to come and shop with me?
Oh, my God. That's such, like, a young thing.
Yeah, suburban young thing. It's like, sure.
Oh, let's go hang out at Walmart.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And so I, like, told my mom, like, oh, I'm going to go to Walmart real quick. And she's just like, why are you leaving so late? And, like,
oh,
started.
She had a John.
Yeah. And she started, like, yelling at me. And she's just like, are you a prostitute? And I just, like, busted out laughing, and I was like, I'd be so much richer.
Yeah, you're like, I wouldn't be living with your mom.
I wouldn't be here if I was actually a prostitute.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
you'd be living with me, mom, not me living with you. Like, that's the difference of successful prostitutes.
Exactly. And I was just like, I'm literally just going to Walmart.
You're like, nah, ma'am. Oh, God, no. But so, yeah. Much respect to that. If you have a sugar daddy, great.
Right.
I think it's there. Everyone needs love. And if you get compensated for it,
I'd be down for a sugar daddy if I didn't have to fuck him. I mean, if he was hot, I'd fuck him. But most of the time.
A lot of them, though, I feel like I don't know if this, like, sex, yeah, sure, at some point. Mm-hmm. But, like, you might get to know them and be like, oh, man, like, he might not be handsome on paper, but, like, he seems like a cool dude.
Right.
Like, I mean, honestly, my friend, I won't say her name because I don't know if she wants people knowing, but like, he just like wants to be held, and they just like lay in bed, and I think she's had sex with him a couple times, but usually it's just like he just wants to take her out and like treat her to a nice dinner, and like,
as long as they're not like creepy or weird, then whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ways to go about it to like get some good genuine guys.
Yeah if it was a good deal.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Shit. I mean, but sugar daddy is no different than like dating, where it's like you just have to find a good one.
Exactly.
There's just no difference. Well, except shit. One's like a sugar daddy.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go do you. Not? I wish I could. Go do you.
Okay. The final question.
Oh, the final question. Wow. A lot of people don't get. We went on off track. That's why. Okay. Final question. Sorry.
Have you squirted and a guy thinks you peed?
Yes, I've squirted, and no. I don't think they.
How often do you squirt?
I've only squirted once.
I've squirted once, too.
It was with Anthony.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me this.
And it was the most, it was crazy. It was wild.
Did you, expect it?
No.
Like, yeah.
It
yeah.
just like
wait. How did it happen? Like, tell me, what happened? How?
I think we were just like. I think we were just like having sex. We were just like having sex.
How does even like how does squirting even just come about?
It's a very okay. So like so when I used to hang out, I didn't hang out with porn stars, but like I used to interview porn stars a lot for my magazine that I used to write for, Frank 151.
Yeah,
and I remember there was like one porn star in particular, Asa Kara, was like, it's literally the time that you're like as a woman your body actually finally relaxes, like we hold a lot of tension down there in general, mm-hmm. and she's like, yeah, like when you squirt it normally is just your body reacting, like women female ejaculation so many people think is a myth, but it's not, it's a real thing, and so it's just like your body relaxing. And I have a friend who was like, all I do, I squirt every time they come. Yeah, she was like, yeah, doesn't everyone squirt? And we were like,
that's
no,
my goal, I want to like one day just like learn how to squirt all the time.
And this girl, she just naturally does it, she's just what she does. But I do think there is like a trick, a way. I've heard a lot of girls have been able to do it from fingering, and it's literally about the rotation as well as like the curling of the fingers, because what you are pressing on is slightly a little in front of the G-spot and then close enough to the clitoris, so you're like kind of like doing this like rocking motion, and it's a timing thing because you're not necessarily trying to get an orgasm, you're just gonna get to like the before, because that was the thing about squirting, is you squirt and then you're like, then it releases, and you're like, there's an orgasm. But yeah, it's a very interesting sensation. That's so, and amazing.
Yeah, I squirted. I don't know. I'm confused on my squirting.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Because I remember I was having sex, and then afterwards, he like releases, and just a bunch of shit came out, and it felt like it was pee, and I was confused. And then it wasn't.
Was it
pee.
Clear?
I don't even remember. This was like fucking. This
but
was
it didn't
like,
smell like pee, right?
No, it was definitely not pee.
Then, yeah, you did.
I squirted.
You squirted. Congratulations. You did it.
I squirted.
Yeah, it's totally normal. It's actually like it.
You've
it
only
is
done it once. Lesson.
Only done it once.
Have you ever tried doing it again?
I mean, like, but that's the thing is that I wasn't trying the first time. So it was kind of, I think, this idea of just like.
It'll happen when it happens.
Yeah. And you know, I'm like really, I love sex. So like, I just enjoy it no matter what. So if it happens again, great, cool. But like, there's never like. Yeah. I'm never like trying to
I
do it.
Squirt all the time. It's like, am I squirting or am I just always? Am I a WAP?
You know, I was thinking about WAP today in the sense that like I have some wet ass parts because it's so fucking hot outside. Yes. Like I was like, I reached on the back of my leg and I was like, because I have eczema
that's
there,
WAP.
And
that's
I was
WAP.
Like, that's WAP. That's some wet ass pits. Like it's so hot. I just can't.
It was like 100 degrees today too.
Oh god, I hated it. And I helped someone move.
Did you?
I'm such a good person.
You are, because that's a lot of work.
Thank you.
Good job. You're such a nice friend.
Hey, I'll pick you up from the airport and help you move.
You wah, wah, would. Wah. You totally would.
I'm that person.
Yeah. Well, good to know. Just kidding. No.
Is that it? That's all my
that's
Q&As?
That's last the questions.
Oh, okay.
I mean, let me see if I have any more.
I had my best friend ominously texted me.
I mean,
me.
I got other, these were the ones I've just picked.
Okay.
But there were, like, a lot more. Why do you want to just do them all?
I want to do them all. Let's just see if I can do is, like,
here,
let's do it fast.
Do you want to, like, look through and just pick the ones you like?
Okay. Do I get to see who sent them?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm going to look for Jackie's question.
Okay.
I shouldn't have said it. I put you on blast. I won't look for your question, Jackie, because I bet you submitted it anonymously or think
I don't
you
know.
Thought
well,
it was
this is the one on my page, and then I also put one on Brocco Therapy. So
oh, okay. Cool. How do you date yourself? Okay, you literally put a mirror in front of you and you just like have a dinner with yourself, or you like put on a makeup and a dress and just like enjoy your body and then like maybe masturbate later in the night. It's really kind of fun.
Yeah.
Just like be nice and kind to yourself is how you date yourself.
Cook yourself some dinner.
Yeah.
Wear some lingerie.
Yeah, just do things.
Masturbate.
Can exes remain friends? No.
No.
As much as I just talked about Jamil.
You can be civil.
Yeah, you can be civil.
You can't just kick it as friends.
No,
nah,
you guys can't be homies. Nah. Can we be friends? Yeah, I don't know who you are, but we can be friends. That one, just I like that question. Can we be friends? Yeah, I'll be your friend. I love friends.
Wait, what was the username? We should shout them out.
Okay, what is that? See, _... YLLE.
I'll put it in
AJ. You say, can we be friends? Crying like emoji and then a heart. And yeah, any grace. I love that. Any advice on staying hopeful for finding true love? It takes time. It's never when you're looking for it.
You are the best in this Q&A. I feel like...
How to deal with heartbreak. Okay, here's the thing about how to deal with heartbreak. It's never done in 1 week or 1 day or 1 month or even 1 year. It takes time. I know it sounds corny, but it takes time. Are your nipples pierced? No. What is the most embarrassing thing or the worst thing that's happened during sex? That's a long story.
I had toilet paper stuck in my asshole.
That's a really common thing, though. I feel like a lot of women.
But
like,
no one talks about it. He, like, picked the toilet paper. Yeah.
Yeah, you just work around it. You're totally fine. Oh, my God. Wait, I thought Jackie sent... I guess she didn't
Maybe
send
one. Maybe it's in the brocotherapy one.
Oh, I don't... Okay. I know we're running out of time because I'm, like, asking.
It's fine.
Hard to meet good people in general. Yeah. I don't know if that's a question, but it is hard to meet.
Is that like, I don't know.
It's just literally hard to meet good people in general. It is hard.
No, that's the second half. This is the first, and that was
it. Oh, shit. Okay. Advice on dating. Moved out to LA, been a year, and it's so hard to meet. Okay, yes, it is hard to meet people in LA. However, I mean, we met because of Jafra, who I went to high school with.
And I worked with Jafra.
And then we just became homies.
Yeah. Make friends with your peers, the people that you work with, the people, because it will lead you to more friends.
And the other thing about making LA friends is that usually, this is going to sound weird, but the first batch of friends you make in LA, they're not always going to be the people that you come back. Those are like your homies. I think it's very similar to my New York friend said the same thing. She was like, the first people I met in the first year, I don't see anymore. But then, like, the people you meet afterwards are, like, you hop to the next circle.
Right. And also, this is not even a promo, Bumble BFF. I know a lot of people.
Yes. I've heard amazing stories about Bumble BFF. I think that's great. And I also feel
I should go on there. I should, like, meet some friends.
Goodbye. What? No, you should. It's fine. I totally agree.
I love you.
I know. It's fine.
You know I love you.
Opinion on guys that are too critical, like of you or themselves? Because I feel like men sometimes are really hard on themselves.
Rosé, take over.
Sorry. Rosé. I know. It's taking happen.
It's actually just, I get to just kick it.
I think that's it.
Are you sure? Or there's vocal therapy, too.
I really am taking over it, but I just really wanted to do a
Honestly,
Q&A.
I'm glad because it's so hard sometimes to, like, go through all the questions because of, like, timing and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
And doing these fast-paced. But yeah, you're always, like, I mean, I've been on Instagram a lot recently because of, like, sneakerheads and stuff like that and talking to people, but, like, you can always DM me and see.
Yeah, feel free to DM Rosé and just ask any personal questions directly if you'd like.
Yeah.
She's a writer, so she'll really write up a good...
Will a partner change after he cheated on you? BT Dub, I love the show. No. Sorry, I don't, you know me, I don't forgive cheaters.
Well, people could change, but make sure before you believe that this person's going to change, that they prove it to you.
Yes.
Before you just assume that, okay, they'll be different this time. No, make them work for it. Make them prove it. Because I believe people can, but they got to prove it. They got to work for it.
They got to work for it.
Yeah.
How do you make the coochie taste good? Okay, we're just natural.
Being vegan helps.
I heard that. Also, like, I'm not drinking. Vegan, so. I know. Fuck that. I love ribs too much.
Pineapple
juice. Pineapple. But also, like, you need to understand that, like, that's your body. It's your vagina. It's their penis. It's just natural.
It cleans itself.
Yeah. That's the coolest thing about having a vagina is that it's a self-cleaning oven. It just, like, you know, just rinse down there. You're totally fine.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, how do you walk away from a relationship if you're still in love?
Ooh, that's hard because even with Morgan before he cheated, I knew that I should have been walking away, but I kept staying, and then look what happened.
Yeah. I think the crucial question to ask yourself is,
do you love yourself enough to walk away from something?
Yes. And two, do I love this person or do I like this person and love them? Because I feel like we've talked about this before where it's, like, really easy to love someone, but it's, like, do I like you?
Yeah. You like, don't always like the people you love, right?
Exactly. And it is one of the hardest things to do to walk away. But then also, if you're walking away, then I feel like the question of love is up for debate. Mm-hmm. If I have to walk away, like, what does the love look like? What does the love actually mean?
Right.
It is hard, but you're walking away because you have to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But if that is a choice, then the love is something you have to step away from. The love is maybe something you leave behind.
And if it's meant to be, the love will come back.
Yeah, exactly.
Walk away.
I don't know this song.
Okay. Paula DeAndo, Walk Away, from like early 2000s. You're gonna remember me. I'm gonna remember you. You're gonna remember me. You're gonna remember you.
I don't know it.
I saw you with your new girl just yesterday. Today.
I know that I song. Confess.
Yes. Yeah, Walk Away.
Oh, okay. I know it from like S Club 7, I think, or like ABC Family. I can't remember. But
if you guys know Paula DeAndo Walk Away, comment below.
I feel like that was a good question to end on.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. Okay, great.
Okay. Any last words?
Vote November 3rd.
Yes. Put your catchphrase in.
The Fire Festival one? Should I do that joke again? Or should I just do like the one where it's like, look.
Fuck Donald Trump, honestly.
Look, fuck Donald Trump. It's just that simple, and it's just amazing. There's a great video of Mac Miller talking about how much he hates Donald Trump circulating again. R.I.P. Mac Miller. I just think it sums it up. But if you want to hear me talk more, you can find me at the new blog on theblock.com, as well as Rose_Edda Stone.
Rose underscore Edda Stone.
And watch Sneakerheads on Netflix now.
Yes.
We're top 10.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brokotherapy.com. All that shit is there.
Goodbye.
I love that we both took a breath.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye, bitch.
Broke girl therapy. 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 Broke girl therapy.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. Wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.